Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yor Aleph, Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Beged Shiatza Chutla Kelaim. If a garment that had the blood of the Hatat splattered on it went outside the curtains of the courtyard in the Mishkan, the surrounding walls would be made from curtains. In the Bet HaMikdash, they were actual walls, but we still call leaving the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash as well, leaving the curtains of the courtyard. And in that spot, he cannot launder the garment. As we said, it has to be b'makom kadosh. It has to be laundered in the actual courtyard. We said, nichnas umchabeso b'makom kadosh. He has to come back into the courtyard, and he launders it in that holy spot. The fact that he went out of the courtyard does not disqualify the whole process of needing the laundering. He could bring it back in and launder the garment in the makom kadosh, the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Nitma hutla kelaim. If it became tameh when it was outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, so he has a problem. He is stuck in a little bit of a catch-22. He has to bring it back in order to launder it. Mitzvah deoraita that he has, but at the same time, it's prohibited for him to bring a tameh garment back in to the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. So what does he do? Kor'o v'nichnas umchabeso b'makom kadosh. He rips up the majority of it in order to make it tahor. Because like any utensil, when it loses its purpose in some capacity, it loses its tum'ah as well. So he rips the garment over here. But he can't rip it completely because then it would lose its din as a garment. And the Torah tells us that the laundering has to be on a garment. So he rips the majority of it in some capacity to then on a de'oraita level make it pure. He could then come back into the courtyard and he launders it in the makom kadosh, the holy spot. Same thing with a kli hedis, the earthenware pot. An earthenware pot cannot be dipped into a mikveh in order to purify it. It has to be broken in order to do that. So we say kli hedis shiatza hutla kelaim. If there was an earthenware vessel that a korban was cooked in it, and it went outside the curtains of the courtyard, nichnas v'shovro b'makom kadosh. He has to come back into the courtyard and he breaks that utensil in the makom kadosh, in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. If a korban was cooked in there, it absorbs it and can't really use it going forward. It has to be broken over there. So he brings it back in. The fact that he took it out doesn't mean that he can't bring it back in order to break it. Nitma hutla kela'im. If it became tameh while it was outside the curtain, so now he has the same catch-22. He can't bring it back into the courtyard while it's in that state of tum'ah. We say nokvo. He makes a hole in it, and when he makes a hole in it, it loses its purpose. And it now becomes pure, becomes tahor. V'nichnas v'shovro b'makom kadosh. And then he comes back into the courtyard, and it's broken in a holy place. It's broken in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash.